Well, this weekend, Saturday, in Olathe, members of the Kansas National Guard's 731st Transportation Company, about 180 soldiers strong who returned a couple of months ago from a tour of duty in Iraq, will be the first beneficiaries of the All-American Beef Battalion, not another Guard unit. No, this is a nonprofit group formed in western Kansas and eastern Colorado to primarily help the troops across the country get back to some semblance of normalcy stateside after they return from their tours of duty. With us this morning, we are pleased to welcome the chairman of the Beef Battalion from Colorado. No stranger to a good cut of beef, we are sure. Jim Odell. Jim, good morning.
Well, good morning, and I'm very glad to be on the air this morning.
Well, Jim, this is the first of what you all hope will be many cookouts to come, right?
Oh, that's our goal. We want to honor these young men and ladies as they come back. And like you said, let's get them back into normal life because they are our future.
All right. Now, I got in front of me the menu, and it's a good one. 420 pounds of ribeyes are going to this event. Is that correct?
That's true. And the very, very best ribeyes you can buy.
You're talking because you guys are the source, right?
We are. We raise the beef, and we feel it's a great product, and so we're going to serve the very best.
How did this all get started? What prompted this?
Well, it was prompted pretty much by Bill Brody out of Kansas. Bill, an ex-Marine, knew how he was treated when he came back from Vietnam, and not that our people are being treated that way now, but we felt it was just something that we needed to do to kind of show our appreciation for being able to live in such a great world as we do live in.
Now, Jim, are you planning to take this overseas? I mean, is that the goal, ultimately?
Our goal, ultimately, is to do that. First, we need to be able to take care of the people that are coming back right now. But someday, we hope that we'll be able to have a big, big steak feed for everybody that is deployed.
Wow, that is a huge undertaking. And I know you need support. So, with that in mind, how can people help you guys?
Well, if they just wanted to go to www.AmericanBeefBattalion.com, they can get all the information they need. They can donate. We've had donations from over 20 states, mainly from agriculture-based people, and we do appreciate any amount. It doesn't have to be big, but any amount that maybe you want to buy one steak for a family of people that are coming back or whatever it might happen to be. And whatever you could give, we'd appreciate it very much.
Jim, isn't there another website called steaksfortroops.com? Is that the same one?
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, steaksfortroops.com. Let's make sure that people know that. Steaks for Troops, one big old phrase there, .com, right?
Steaksfortroops.com, yes, sir.
Have you, and you've got, your board is a pretty, I mean, you got some heavyweights on your board. You are a retired a cattleman, is that correct?
Well, I guess I wouldn't say I retired. I still run about 1,500 head of cows. I used to own a large company called Superior Livestock Video Company. So when I sold it a year ago, everybody thought I was retired. I guess really I'm not.
Yeah. Out in eastern Colorado. Whereabouts in eastern Colorado, Jim?
Actually, I live in Brush, Colorado, a little town just about, from I-70, we're about 76 miles.
How's the weather out there this morning?
Oh, it's beautiful. One of the prettiest sunshines and big, bright day as you'll ever see, and the wind's not even blowing. That's good.
And that's good, man. Bring it on this way, because we got clouds and just junky weather this morning. Well, Jim Odell from the All-American Beef Battalion, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right, 7:30.